Hey everybody, I'm Eric, and today I watched MasterChef Junior Season 5, Episode 14, the semifinal. We're down to four contestants. You have Adam, Shane the Train, Jasmine, and Justice duking it out for the two spots in the final, and one of those two become the newest MasterChef. And I was pretty excited for this episode, and I'm recording this a little bit too late. They surprised me with a Sunday airing. I think it aired on Sunday instead of the regular Thursday or Wednesday, whatever. Whenever it normally airs, instead it aired on Sunday, and so I saw the new episode advertised on Hulu. I said, just tempting me to click on it, but I hadn't recorded yet. I had watched the previous episode, but I didn't want this recording to be tainted by the knowledge of the winner. Now, if you're listening to this at this moment, at any moment when you're listening to this, it's after the finale has aired, obviously. So there's a good chance that you already know. So, but anyway, nonetheless, regardless, despite all that, spoilers ahoy, if you don't want to find out who didn't make it into the final two, then stop listening and go watch, because this is a pretty fun episode. We had an initial challenge where the four contestants had to bake chocolate mousse, which I'm not sure I've ever even eaten chocolate mousse before. I was familiar with the word my entire life, well, for a lot of my life, but I don't think I ever actually encountered the food. I have encountered the hair product, however, which seemed to be a lot more popular when I was maybe in elementary school, and then as time went on, it got kind of phased out, got replaced with gel. And then later styling glue. And now I have no idea, because I cut my hair really short with a clippers, so that I don't have to even worry about, I don't have to worry about combing it even. It makes things a lot easier. But anyway, mousse, chocolate mousse. It does look delicious. When they actually finally showed it, and you know, I'm not sure I've even seen pictures of chocolate mousse necessarily. At least none that I've committed to memory. But now I have, for sure. And it does look pretty delicious. Shane was really pushing it in this challenge. He got over the table at the very last second. And his actually turned out to be pretty, pretty good. Justice really struggled with this challenge. The mousse itself wasn't cooked long enough, and it was set up earlier on that she put all of her mousse molds. Is that what they're called? I need to learn more about cooking when I'm watching these shows, like commit things to memory and actually understand what they're doing. I mostly understand what they're doing, but like some of the details and stuff, it's like, oh, it's like a bowl thingy. Just get that bowl thingy that you can put stuff in and then cook it in there, and then you flip it over. It's the bowl thingy. But yeah, she had a really hard time, and they made a point of showing that she had put all of her mousse. Okay, the plural of mousse is mousse, like the animal. So is the plural of mousse, this stuff, also just mousse? Or is it mousses? What is I'm going to look it up. If there even exists an entry anywhere, what is the plural of okay, the first thing that came up was moose, the animal. When I put, what is the plural of? Mouse. Okay, so moose. Moose, an airy pudding. Well, I know that much. I want to know what the plural of it is. Okay, mousse, and then we go down to English. Pronunciation, anagrams, mouses. So mouses, I think, is like fishes, where you're talking about a variety of fish. So you have fish, just generally a bunch of fish, and then you have fishes, multiple types of fish, at least two types of fish, in a group. And it doesn't even have to be, it could only be a group of two to be fishes, but if they're two different fish, I think. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Okay, plural, mooses. Okay, it is mooses. We got it. We did it. We looked it up on Wiktionary, which is not very hard to do, but anyhow, she put all of her mooses into one oven. Instead of having a 12-minute and a 14-minute oven, I think is what it was. That way you have that difference in whichever one turns out better, you use that set of them. Because they only had to actually use one of the four that they could, or however many that they actually baked. Yeah, she took a gamble. She didn't have enough time. She put them all in just for the 12 minutes. And it bit her on the butt a little bit because she wasn't able to flip it and get it like formed correctly or whatever. But the flavor was good, so at least there's that. Then Adam, his got deflated, but not nearly as bad as Justice. Well, actually, it was about the same. Justice just hadn't taken off of the bowl ramekin thing yet. The bolt thingy, ramekin. And so Jasmine totally nailed it, and she won the challenge. And as a result, she was able to pick which proteins everybody got in the challenge for elimination. The elimination challenge, I guess you could call it. And so there were four meats, four proteins. You had beef, pork, lamb and goat, pretty much in ascending order of difficulty. And she gave Adam the beef, which was a little bit surprising because, for me, I was thinking that Jasmine and Adam are the favorites to win. Like they are the strongest. I think they're also the oldest, especially of these four, and they're kind of a lock to win. So to give him the easiest meat seemed like kind of a gimme. So I was scratching my head a little bit, and she chose lamb for herself, which is the third most difficult. She gave pork to Shane, which he is all about that pork, which so that was like giving it to him, but as it turned out, giving Adam and Shane those proteins was kind of like giving them free rein to screw things up, I guess, because they were more easy, that they could very easily take it for granted and play it too safe. Or just completely blow something that's normally really easy to do. Like, yeah. Whereas if you are attempting the most difficult meat, which Justice ended up with, the goat. I've never eaten any goat. I don't think any of them had eaten any goats, and I imagine that Christina and Gordon have only very infrequently eaten goats, but I could be wrong about that. Anyway, Adam produces a grilled rib cap. Shane makes a grilled pork chop. Jasmine makes rack of lamb, and Justice, she made a goat curry. How do you even think to do that? How do you think of anything to make with goat? Crazy. And it seemed like she was going to be in some trouble because Gordon goes over there and asks her like, "Oh, how are you cooking this?" And Like, why are you using leg? You're crazy. And Justice is just like, no, I'm excited. This is awesome. So there's something to it. There's something to it, I guess. Adam really fouled things up. His dish was described as weak. And then Shane, although the grilled pork chop itself was described as beautiful, the sides, including coleslaw, which was served on top of the pork chop, took away from that. And I think that's what hurt him just enough to get him out, to get him eliminated from the semifinals. So Jasmine's dish was very well received, and then Justice's dish blew them away. Because it blew me away. I didn't get to taste it or anything, but just to imagine somebody could take a protein from an animal that they've never worked with before and come up with something like that and totally nail it, that is really cool. So Justice and Jasmine are in the final. Adam and Shane are eliminated, and yeah, it was a little bit of a bummer, but I'm also really happy for Justice and Jasmine. It could have been any of the four could have made it through here, and you would have thought, looking at this challenge, at least Shane was going to completely nail it, and he did. He did with the pork chop, but it was the rest. The everything else around it, not everything else, but the stuff surrounding the pork chop that did him in. So anyway, it was a really awesome episode. I can't wait to watch the finale, so I am gonna go watch it right after I finish recording this. So let me know what you thought of this episode. Who had the most exciting dish that they came up with? I think the answer is pretty obvious, but there's an argument that could be made that the other three had some pretty exciting looking stuff going on. So let me know all that by tweeting me at TIW Podcast. Go to todayiwatched.com for more reviews. If you enjoyed this episode or anything else on the site, please share some links with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, write a review on iTunes, and support the show even more at patreon.com/todayiwatched. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back with the final finale of MasterChef Junior Season 5. Bye.